Hello, everyone. Welcome to Minghui Radio, bringing you podcasts of stories relating to the persecution of Falun Gong in China, insights and experiences gained by practitioners during the course of their cultivation, special items of interest, and music composed and performed by DAFA practitioners.
The following is an experience-sharing article entitled Celebrating World Falun DAFA Day. I became an expert in two fields by a Falun DAFA practitioner in China. The article was published on the Minghui website on June 1, 2023. In 1998, I suffered from uremia. I was bedridden and just waiting to die. One day, my brother brought me a copy of Duan Falun, the main text of Falun DAFA. I finished reading it in 2 days and remembered one sentence in particular from Lecture 1 of Duan Falun. Quote, "The entire cultivation process for a cultivator is one of constantly giving up human attachments." Unquote. The second time I read Duan Falun, these sentences stood out from Lecture 1 of Duan Falun. Quote, "In order to cure their illnesses or eliminate tribulations and karma, these people must cultivate and return to their original true selves. This is how all the different cultivation schools view it." Unquote. I thought, I want to cultivate. A week later, I found an exercise site near my home and I began my cultivation journey. 2 months later, all my illness symptoms disappeared. I soon was well enough to go back to work. Falun DAFA taught me to be a good person and to continue to improve myself to be a better person. DAFA also opened my wisdom, leading to my becoming an expert in two fields. Part 1. Becoming a general manager in 3 years. I worked for one of China's three most prominent life insurance companies. Initially, I was a salesperson. Since I was not given a salary and my only income was commissions, my finances were unstable. I was very diligent and visited customers every day. I also kept improving my professional skills and spent money on different trainings, even though my income was tiny. I read Duan Falun every day and measured my words and actions with the standards of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. Practitioners talk about letting nature take its course and not focusing on personal interests, like money. I thought of the customers from their perspective. I provided them with the best insurance terms for their situation, rather than recommending the plan based on how much commission I would make. Sometimes the clients asked me to give them a portion of my commission to close the deal. To maintain fair competition in the insurance industry, I'd rather not have that business. After I decided not to promote this kind of improper behaviour, clients no longer asked me to give them a portion of my commission. If the clients said my co-worker had already talked to them, I helped them close the deal because I knew the terms and conditions of insurance very well. I was able to explain them quickly and clearly. Most clients liked me and said that the way I explained it was clear and understandable, and said the policy I recommended was exactly what they needed. So most wanted to buy insurance from me, but I always declined their kindness and told my co-worker to sign the contract so they could earn the commission. What I did was unique in the insurance industry, where it is common for peers to compete for clients. I also accompanied my new co-workers to meet with clients. I helped everyone selflessly. I often shared my experiences and skills during our morning meetings. I became an unpaid trainer and frequently gave lectures during the meetings. My manager soon asked me to be a full-time trainer for a monthly salary of 300 yuan. That was even less than what the building custodians made. Not only that, I wouldn't have time to expand my business because I would have to organize morning meetings and answer questions from potential clients who visited the company. But it was a good arrangement, as I would also have more time to read the FA. So I agreed. One day, a man in his 40s visited my office and asked for insurance advice. After talking to him, I learned that no other sales representative had talked to him, so I designed two insurance plans for him according to his needs and finances. For one policy, he would pay installments for 10 years, and for the other, he would pay a lump sum. I pointed out the pros and cons of each plan and suggested he discuss it with his family. Then he could talk to any salesperson and close the deal. A few days later, he returned to my office with an envelope in his hand. He said, "Just make the arrangement and I'll pay now." I said, "I am a trainer, not a salesperson. I'll find a salesperson for you." He said, "I don't want to talk to anyone else. I just want you to handle my policy because I want you to earn the commission." After you told me about the policies, I went to two other companies for comparisons, but they only cared about how much commission they would make and did not consider my needs at all. You are very kind. You are different from the others, so I don't want anyone else. I only trust you, and I want you to handle this for me. He then handed me the small cloth envelope and said, "This is the premium." I took it and weighed it in my hand. Then I asked him, "Sir, do you choose to pay the lump sum?" He laughed and said, "You're truly professional." So I closed the deal for him. That deal was our company's largest policy that year, with a premium of over $200,000. The commission I earned was more than 2 years of my salary. I knew that this was DARFA's blessing, and this income was a gift from Master. Thank you again, Master. That September, our marketing manager resigned. My boss made me the marketing manager and gave me a target of 1 million yuan in 3 months. It was challenging because the former manager hadn't reached 1 million in 9 months. However, I had to accept the position because my boss insisted. I worked hard and came up with all kinds of plans to expand the company's business. I travelled alone to explore the market in other cities. I set up 3 branches and did it all by myself. From renting offices to recruiting and training, we exceeded the 1 million target by the last day of the year. Then, within a year, I opened 10 branches in other cities. At the beginning of 1999, I was promoted to the position of Assistant General Manager and was awarded Best Regional Supervisor by the company. Due to my excellent performance, the company said I could start a top-up program designed for management. But I gave the opportunity to the new Vice President of our company. At the end of 1999, the company offered me a permanent position. But I gave the opportunity to the customer service manager. However, when the vice president of the head office came to visit me, the customer service manager told him that I practice Falun Dafa. When the vice president met with me, he asked, "Who do you think should get the position? The customer service manager or you?" I said, "I have expressed my opinion in various meetings. I wanted this position to go to him because he started from the bottom as a salesperson. He worked hard, and it was not easy for him to get to this position." The president said, "You are so kind to him, but he reported you behind your back and said that you practice Falun Dafa." I said, "He is telling the truth. I do practice Falun Dafa. And it is because I am a practitioner that I can give him this position. Because my teacher asked me to be a good person, to be selfless, and to always think of other people first." I then told the president how I started practicing, how wonderful DARFA is, and about the persecution. As I talked, I cried, and the president also had tears in his eyes. To my surprise, the head office later gave me a permanent position. Even though practitioners are good people, the police often came to the company to harass me. I had to resign and leave my hometown. I applied for a general manager position at a branch of another insurance company in another city. In less than 6 months, the branch I managed went from second to the bottom to the third place, so the company transferred me to another branch that was doing poorly. Wherever I went, the branch's performance improved rapidly. The turnover rate of salespeople at this insurance company was high. However, every branch I managed saw a growth in the number of salespeople. The company president told me, "You are a miracle in the insurance industry." I knew that Falun Dafa gave me these abilities. In 2003, I went to a startup joint venture company in Beijing. I applied for the position of business director with a monthly salary of 6,500 yuan. The company president was a billionaire from Hong Kong and owned a jet. By chance, he heard to the recruitment briefing I gave and immediately appointed me as the company chief business director, responsible for the company's training and business operations. My basic monthly salary was 9,800 yuan, plus other allowances. He said I would be reimbursed all the taxi costs after 8 p.m. and meals with clients. As a practitioner, I usually took public transportation and never asked to be reimbursed for the meals I had with clients. He made me his personal insurance advisor and introduced me to VIPs in Beijing as their insurance advisor. He also asked me to take care of the policies for the business sector. A person in this position must be very ethical and have high moral standards because many people played tricks with sales to earn the largest commission. As a practitioner, I was strict about following the standards of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. I was never greedy and I never took advantage of anyone. The boss and all the employees called me Big Sister. Part 2. A well-known trainer in 6 years. 3 months later, by coincidence, I was introduced to another industry. I learned theoretical knowledge and practical skills easily and quickly. I soon got several high-profile certificates. As I improved in my cultivation, so did my skills, at an incredible rate. I travelled to most areas of China for training. Wherever I went, I told people, "Falun Dafa is good. Truthfulness, compassion, forbearance is good." In one city, I was invited to give lectures to several high schools and then held a 3-day training session. One of the local education bureau leaders attended my training and said he respected me very much. At the end of the course, he hosted a dinner and invited 8 teachers. I started with the topic of children's education. From the perspective of traditional culture and from a third-party perspective, I told them about Falun Dafa. I then offered to help them quit the CCP and its affiliated organisations. They all agreed. The education bureau leader had long understood the truth, so he added, "Please quit the CCP and stay safe. I love to read Falun Dafa materials. I even put the pamphlets under my pillow so I can sleep peacefully." One time, I had a heart attack and I couldn't breathe, so I repeatedly said, "Falun Dafa is good. Truthfulness, compassion, forbearance is good." These 9 words are so helpful. I listened to her and believed her. I gave training at a bank in southern China, and the president was so satisfied that he had the office director drive me to the airport. On our way, I talked about family harmony and the husband-wife relationship. I talked about the roles of men and women in traditional culture. He agreed with me very much. So then I told him the facts about Dafa from a third party's point of view and asked him to quit the CCP and stay safe. He readily agreed. One of my students was the wife of the head of a military unit. She established a women's club. The members were all wives of wealthy people. She often invited me to hold seminars, and I told everyone the facts about Dafa and the special phrases, "Falun Dafa is good. Truthfulness, compassion, forbearance is good." After they gave me positive feedback, one morning, a woman called the club owner and said, "Last night, our teacher asked me to quit the CCP to keep safe. My husband works for the 610 office and his job is to arrest Falun Dafa practitioners. How can you invite a Falun Dafa practitioner to give us a lesson? The club owner knew me and understood the situation. She and her son had already quit the CCP and its affiliated organisations. She interrupted her and said, "What's wrong with practising Falun Dafa? Is it wrong for the teacher to be a good person according to truthfulness, compassion, forbearance?" She taught us how to have a happy family. She told me how to be a good wife and mother, and how to raise children. Did she ask us to do anything bad? Isn't what she's suggesting for your own good and to help you keep safe? Who doesn't know that the CCP is evil? The 1989 Tiananmen Square incident was true. My husband's troops were ordered to kill the students. Besides that, Tiananmen's self-immolation was staged to frame Falun Dafa. Did you notice that the plastic soft drink bottle containing gasoline didn't melt in the fire? We should protect the teacher if she is really a practitioner. You must be a good person because you often burn incense and worship Buddha. My husband has never met her, but he respects her because I became gentle and our family became harmonious, so he thanked her. You understand what I mean, right? That woman repeatedly said, "I understand. I won't report her to the police." The club owner came straight to my hotel to tell me about the call. She said, "You don't have to worry. I'm lucky to have you here. No one can touch you here because I won't allow it." She was blessed because of her positive attitude about Dafa and practitioners. Her business expanded, her son's health and studies were much better than before, and her husband was promoted. Her fourth grade son once told me, "Those 9 words you told me are really good. I don't have a cold anymore, and I don't need my mother to help me with my studies. I have more time to play." That evening, the students held a farewell dinner for me. The woman who complained about me in the morning hugged me and whispered, "You've worked hard. Take care of yourself and be safe." I said, "Thank you for your concern. I'm fine. Remember the good words and say them often. You will be blessed." She cried with emotion. 10 years have passed since then, but I still remember it vividly, as if it was yesterday. I know that the salvation of every life is a manifestation of the boundless power of Dafa. Thank you, Master. Falun Dafa is good. Truthfulness, compassion, forbearance is good. Happy birthday, Master.
The following is an experience-sharing article entitled "Becoming a Poet" by a Falun Dafa practitioner in Germany. The article was published on the Mingwei website on June 29, 2023. In my youth, I was interested in science, especially mathematics and physics. I had little talent when it came to languages, and it was particularly difficult for me to learn my native language, German. I almost failed my German course. Later in college, I chose to major in science. I had worked in my German for so long as I could remember, but my language skills had not improved much with the passage of time. A decade ago, a good friend told me about Falun Dafa, and I soon began practicing it. What Master wrote about the universe captivated me. When I was in high school, I was very interested in quantum physics, so when I studied the Fa, I could understand some deeper meanings easily. I also saw some very interesting things. Those images still show up very clearly in my mind today. Those were a few moments when the universe unfolded before me. As I continued to practice, new areas of interest opened up to me. I began taking photographs, painting, listening to a lot of classical music, and going more often to museums, opera houses, and the theatre. I also grew to love my native language and German culture in general. Looking back, I felt like I was waking up from a big dream. In a flash, I realized that I had made a fundamental change. I can still recall that moment clearly. It was a Saturday afternoon. I was sitting at my desk looking through the window into the garden, when I suddenly felt an inner urge to write a poem. So I picked up my pen and wrote this poem, titled, In the Space Where We Are Lost. In the space where we are lost, one is lost and wandering in this world. With blurred vision in the fog, he struggles to take a step, drowning in desire and greed. Following fake principles, one survives in the dirt. He's searching for inner peace, enduring the ridicule of the bad beings. Each step determines whether to be happy or sad. He forgets his true homeland. Time flies. The universe is changing rapidly. Light is suddenly appearing in the darkness. The heavens become pure and the new universe has opened its door. The creator is in the great dome and the matter is complete. After writing the last part, I put down my pen and asked myself, what is this? Looking at the paper, I realized that I had just written a poem. And so my first poem was born. 13 years have passed since that moment, and in that time I have learned to appreciate and love my native language. It is so powerful and so distinctive. It is precise, but at the same time delicate and tender. Goethe, Schiller, and many other German writers realized this and used it skillfully. I have now published more than 700 poems, some of which have been included in anthologies, and I am currently working on a book of poems. In the course of my practice, my book collection has grown exponentially. I love to read poems by Goethe and Schiller, and you can find many German poems on my bookshelf. My horizons have gone far beyond technical and scientific fields. Today I believe that if I had not practiced Falun Dafa, I would not have been able to open up the treasure of the German language and have access to this vast and profound culture and German poetry. I thank Master from the bottom of my heart for this gift. I feel like I am back home. Thank you, Master.
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.